Thanks. I was just about to do that, but I appreciate it. Thanks, Carol. If you have the presentation open, great. If you don't have the presentation open, I'll ask you to, if you're in front of the computer, to take a moment to open that up. Carolyn has started the recording, so if you do want to listen to the recording afterwards, then you're absolutely welcome to do so. We have, so this is the first of our two phone calls for CB101, the Community Building Learning event. And I would like to acknowledge that I am at Sambikay, which is on Chief Dry Geese territory in Treaty 8, which is the traditional home of the Yellowknives Dene and the North Slave Métis. And our community is also known as Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories. So, welcome back to those of you who are joining us after the Get to Know Your Community learning event. And for those of you who are jumping in for the first time, I don't think there's anybody in the call who is, but if there happens to be somebody I have overlooked, welcome. We're going to do a set of, I see Trista has joined the call, so that's great. We're going to do the order of our call a little bit different today. And Carolyn mentioned this last week, but we're going to go from smallest community to largest community. So the order that I currently have is I've got Rebecca and Trista, Billy Joe, and Billy Joe, I know you might enter things in the chat if you can, followed by Joanne, Kumanokpik, Nathan, Scott, then David, Kelly, and Peter. And who just jumped onto the call?
I think that was just Trista joining the call.
It was just Trista. Okay, great.
I think it was just Trista joining.
Very good. Okay. I'm going to try and put this into the chat quickly here. So what we're going to do is we're going to go around. If you could introduce yourself, please tell us your name, your role, and your community, and then tell us briefly what community means to you, or where do you find a sense of community? So I'll put this into the chat here. And I will also put, oh, thanks, Carolyn. Just jumping in, just beat me to the punch. And I'll start entering the list of names in the order that we're going to go. So Rebecca, can you start us off, please? And Carolyn has put the question into the chat. You might be on mute, Rebecca.
And Rebecca said she's pretty busy, so if,
okay.
She's just with a client. So I think that there's a few people who might be just popping in the chat. So if we want to move to Trista, who might pop in the chat or might speak up, and then Billy Joe, and then Joanne.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, thanks, Rebecca. Trista, put you on the spot after just jumping onto the call. Can you start out for us? And you can put into the chat, too, if you'd like to. And Billy Joel, you'll be up next. Maybe we'll jump to you first, Billy Joel, and we'll see if Trista's going to put something into the chat.
And just a suggestion, Tim, maybe we'll move Rebecca and Trista and Billy Joel to the end of the circle. And then I'll give them a bit of time to pop in the chat. So if you want to go with Joanne and then Kumanokpik and then Nathan, that would be, I'll pop the names in there.
Great, thanks. I just put a list in here too, and you can reorder that. Joanne, are you ready to go?
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Where do you find sense of a community? I find sense in a community where there's participation, community engagement, Yeah, and for the other question, community means to me a group of people together as a whole. Yeah. I'll add more in the chat if anything comes up.
Yeah, for sure, Joanne. That's great. Thank you very much for that. And Joanne, can you tell us what community you're in?
Oh, sorry. Yes, it's Teaneck, Cape Dorset. I am all the way up in Nunavut in Baffin Island.
Right on. Thanks, Joanne. I appreciate that. So participation, engagement, being belonging to part of a group, those are really important. Sumayostik, are you able to jump in and let us know where your community is? I guess you already did when you introduced yourself earlier. And what community means to you, or what do you think of when you think of community?
I'm going to be on the tip, speaking to you guys right now, Recreation Coordinator for Municipality of Iguric. What does community mean to me? The meaning community for me is that people staying connected and helping each other to tackle down the issues that is ongoing in a world like this one where we are living in.
Yeah, that sense of community and connection, really, really important. Thanks, Kumanopik. I appreciate your input. Next, over to Nathan.
Hi, sorry, can you hear me now?
We sure can, Nathan.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was kind of trying to figure out, too, because a lot of people say the Hamlet of... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Nathan Ananote, direct coordinator for the Hamlet of Baker Lake. And someone asked me, what does the Hamlet of Baker Lake do? Like, because I'm a public servant, a lot of people thought I served, like, the administration and whatnot. But I get most of my interest and the things that are happening, like Christmas games and whatnot, from the people, not the workers. Like, so... To me, I know a lot of people say I have to report to the Hamlet of Baker Lake, and they all say that's a government, that's a municipality, but I'm finding that the sense of community is the people, especially because with the young people, the kids that I deal with every day, the elders I'm doing a function for, so I'd say the people is more of the community, is not like, you know, a tough call. Depends on where you're coming from, I guess, perspective.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Nathan. And like you say, the connection that we have comes from the people that we deal with. So that's really great. Thanks, Nathan, and Baker Lake. And next we've got Scott. And after Scott will be David. Oh, we're going to skip David, go to Kelly and Peter. Thanks, Carol. Over to you, Scott. You might be on mute still. Okay, Scott, maybe you can pop your response into the chat. Let's head over to Kelly and then over to Peter.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Kelly.
Can you just keep a two-part to the two-part question, and then can we hear the second part?
Yeah, the first part is, what does community mean to you? That's the first part. And where do you find a sense of community? And you can answer one or both of those.
I think community is individuals coming together and supporting each other in, you know, whatever form that looks like. Kind of raising people up, raising yourself up. I think you can find community in many places. You can find community through sports, through engaging in different activities. Yeah.
Great. And Kelly, can you tell us what community you're in, please?
Oh, yes. So I work for Kwamundan First Nation. So I'm in Kwamundan, Whitehorse.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, I really like that, the coming together and the supporting each other element of community. That's wonderful. And you're right, we do find it in lots of different places. Trista has popped into the chat. And Trista is in Ignace, Ontario, which is on the north shore. I'm pretty sure that that's on the north shore of Lake Superior. Beautiful country. And for Trista, community means to me a feeling of belonging and collaborating together for a common goal. I really like that, Trista. Thank you. So after Kelly, Peter, if you're available, can you chime in with where you're from and what community means to you, and or where do you find a sense of community?
Hi, I'm Peter. I'm from Whitehorse, and I find a sense of community through the people, like Elizabeth said, and I really think, like, you find a sense of belonging through the people that you have in your community, and as long as you're creating an inclusive environment, then, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't really have much else to say. Everyone already kind of spoke, but.
Yeah, no, that's okay. You don't, you know, we often share ideas about what things can be and what things mean, so that's just fine, Peter. I appreciate that. And for anybody else, if you feel like what was in your mind has been said, you can just feel free to agree with what somebody else has said. That's totally fine. Let's cycle back around to the beginning of our list. Billy Joe has just popped something into the chat. Billy Joe is from Fort Simpson. He's the new rec coordinator there. Brand new to the role, so still learning as he goes along. And community for Billy Joe is a sense of support around you from a big group of people who are just welcoming, supportive, and loving of you. That's a really sweet way of putting that, Billy Joe. I really like that. Andrew's joined Kuminoptic. So, Andrew, if you want to enter into the chat a response to the question, what does community mean to you, or where do you find a sense of community, either of those, that would be great. We're cycling back around now to Rebecca. Rebecca, are you able to answer the question now? And if not, if you can put it into the chat, then that would be great too.
Hi, this is Rebecca Penny. I'm the executive director in training for Nunavut Arts Exports Association, living in Massagard, originally from Chesterfield, Nunavut. For an example would be the Kayak program in Chester. The youth were able to learn to build the kayak with the help of people in Chester. The youth and community were able to help one another and eventually was recognized and achieved the arts inspiration. Like everyone was able to feel like they all accomplished that one goal.
Yeah, that's great, Rebecca. We'll see. We're going to touch on a lot of the things that have been mentioned, especially what you just mentioned, Rebecca, later on as we go through some of the slides. I think somebody, thank you, Rebecca, for that. I think somebody just joined the call. Is that Lorianne and possibly Lorianne and Jennifer?
Yes, hi, good morning, it's Lorianne. I just got a message from Caroline. She wanted to know if Jennifer was also here, but I'm just mentioning to her that she is attending another meeting while I'm attending the conference call.
Okay, great. Jennifer can jump on to the recording of the call later if she wants to hear what we had to say. What we're talking about, Lorianne, is this. We're just wrapping up our introduction. You're from our smallest community on our list at Nahanni Butte. Lorianne, the question that we are asking now is, what does community mean to you, and where do you find a sense of community? And you can answer one or both of those. And could you tell us where you're from?
Yeah, I'm just having a quick thought of the questions. But community means to me is coming together a lot of the times and leaning on one another, especially in a small community, because we do have two periods in the seasons that we're very isolated. So we tend to lean on one another a lot to keep each other not going from insane from the isolation and just being very, you know, like small. So, so yeah, just kind of lean on to one another, being there for one another. And my sense of, I find my sense of community is just knowing when anything happens, good or bad, that we all come together to resolve this, to find a solution to the problem. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just at home attending the conference call, so I'm kind of like scattered at the moment right now.
That's okay. Lorianne, okay. I appreciate the effort that it takes to try and do this when there's other things going on in the world around you. So,
yeah.
I appreciate you answering that question. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. Yeah, no, thanks, Lorianne, and thanks, everybody else, for sharing, too. As you know, recreation, and we've talked about this in our introductions, recreation builds and strengthens our community. And in CB101, we're going to explore the meaning and the value of community. And we're also going to talk about how a community development approach can engage people in your community and encourage positive approaches to local issues through recreation. If you're on the slideshow, and if you head over to slide 4, then the numbers are just on the bottom left of the slides. You'll see that in this learning event, we're going to be exploring what the meaning and the importance of community is, identifying some basic elements of the community development approach, and developing a personal approach to building community through recreation. Some of you might identify with these already. Our conference calls usually follow the same agenda. So we're going to dig into some of the topics for this week, and we're going to share our thoughts and ideas about these. If you head over to slide 7, it says that the word community is easy to say, but the meaning is difficult to explain. If you haven't had a chance to read the article that's listed on slide 7 here, what is community anyway, it's really great, and it's not too long, and it's pretty easy to read, and it's a very powerful article, so I encourage you to take a moment to read it. Coming out of the article, if you head to slide 8, some of the key points that come up are that you might recognize this, that community is not just about place, but it's also about the people and their shared experiences and the relationships that make them feel like they belong to something. We've talked about that quite a bit during the introduction. Communities have, if you head over to slide 9, communities have more than just a place. They certainly describe something geographically, for sure. But communities also develop around interests and common characteristics that we find in recreation and in sports, arts, culture, also in faith, school, volunteers, work settings. The internet has really changed our world and has helped us to create things like online communities. If you jump forward to slide 10, you can see that communities can help us fulfill many of our human needs too. So things like identity and belonging and participation, learning and teaching was something that came up during our introduction. So there are lots of things that community represents and means, but what I'd like to do now is just to ask you specifically, and I'm going to pop this question into the chat here. Oh, Carolyn, you got mouse fingers on the cut and paste, Carolyn. Oh, there it is. We're going to pose the question, what do you experience when you're part of community? Are all community experiences positive? And we're going to go in a backwards order this time. So previously we started off with, we started off with Rebecca before, but then we sort of jumped ahead to Joanne. So this time we're going to go Peter, and then Kelly, and then David, and then Carolyn's going to keep putting the order into the chat for us. So Peter, what do you experience when you're part of community?
When you're part of community, you experience, hopefully, belonging. And you experience growth. And that kind of ties into the second question. I don't think all the experiences are necessarily positive, and I think that's a good thing because, you know, not everyone in the community is always going to agree on everything all the time. And it's good to kind of collaborate and work out issues and grow from them and understand other people's perspective. And I think you need all of that, and that's kind of why community is so important.
Yeah, thanks for that, Peter. That last thing that you just said there, understanding other people's perspective, is something that really jumped out to me. And I really am glad that you said that. Thank you. All right, thank you, Peter. We'll go next to Kelly and then over to David. And remember, you can pass or you can enter your answer into the chat if you'd like to as well. Kelly, we're on to you.
I think actually what Peter just said really encompassed it really well. So I would echo that sentiment.
Yeah, for sure. That's a fine thing to do, Kelly. Thank you very much. Over to David, and then we'll jump into with the fellas in Igloolik. We'll go to Baker Lake with Nathan, and then over to Igloolik. So, David, how about you? Can you tell us what you experience when you're part of community, and do you think that all experiences are positive? You might be on mute still, David.
Yeah, David might still be with a client. That's what he messaged way earlier. So let's just skip to Nathan, over David and go to Nathan.
For sure. Nathan, if you can hear, would you like to jump in on this question?
Yeah. I guess what I experience when you're part of a community is belonging, camaraderie, like friendship, like people even say, like even without even saying hello, like in Baker Lake we have the nod, like the smile nod, and you don't even say anything for the whole day or the whole week or the whole month, even a nod will do. Like it's just, that's the Baker Lake sense of community, like acknowledging each other. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, it's not always positive. There's a lot of negativity in Baker, but keep pushing forward, up and forward. Thank you.
Up and forward. Thank you. I like that. Yeah, Nathan, there are lots of different ways to communicate, and I really like those words, camaraderie and belonging. It's a wonderful way to put it. So over to Kuminokpik, Andrew, and Trevor. Trevor, I see that you're going to take a pass, and that's fine. Kuminokpik or Andrew, do either of you have an answer to the question, what you experience when you're part of community?
I experience a feeling that is pure and beautiful when I am part of a community. Seems though that the issues go away, but the issues keep on coming back. So in order to keep tackling down the issue, might as well keep the community moving.
Sure. Was that Kuminokpik? I think so. I think I've got your voice down. Community can be a bit of a salve for some of the difficult times that we face in life, for sure. So I really appreciate that. Rebecca has entered something into the chat, and she replies that she experiences a sense of belonging. Learn what the community enjoys and be able to build plans with that knowledge. Rebecca says that not all are positive, so not all the feelings of community are positive, just because everyone has different interests. Fair enough. Thanks for that, Gnostic. Thanks, Rebecca. And yeah, Andrew, if you want to add something into the chat, I welcome to hear it. Sister's going to pass. So we're going to go over to Joanne and Billy Joe, if you would like to take a try at this question. And the question again is, what's the experience when you're part of a community, and are all experiences positive?
Yes,
you might be on
fine.
Go ahead.
Thank you. As a lot mentioned already, I think it gives us like a sense of belonging, and then it enables us to share personal stuff and support each other, grow with ourselves and the community. And yeah, in a community of 1,300 people, everybody basically knows one another, so it's good in a positive way. We're able to lean on our friends, family, or our neighbors when we're going through difficult times and we need like love, support, encouragement, and whatnot. And again, I don't think all is positive. For example, here in Recreation, where we have big events throughout Canada Day or Christmas, there is public criticism, even though, you know, community members are engaging with one and another. And it isn't always positive, though. So. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Joanne. Yeah, I hear you. Sometimes people just, you know, are offering constructive criticism. Sometimes it just feels like criticism. And a community really can be like a family. And I really like the words that you used, support and growth. Those were great. Billy Joe has added into the chat. He agrees with what people have said so far. I agree with you, Billy Joe. It is hard to add something sometimes when you feel like everybody is saying everything that you want to say. We're going to head over to Lori Ann. Lori Ann, would you like to make a reply to the question?
What I experience being part of my community is that I have a lot of sense of gratitude and appreciation for my community. And like many communities, like everyone shares that sometimes we don't share the same experience. my kids just coming up to me. But most of the time, members would share how appreciative they are of living in the community and being part of the community. And most experiences that we've had are very good, and sometimes they're not that great, and sometimes they're not that good either. Hope that answers the question.
Yeah, for sure, Lorianne. No, thank you very much for that. I think that people would identify with what you have to say there. Andrew's also added something into the chat. Thank you, Andrew. What I've experienced, not all people of community are positive, but community is always welcoming people in gathering or on events. So yeah, a community itself can be a very welcoming thing, even if not every member of the community is feeling positive.
Can I just have one?
Yeah,
I just wanted to add one thing. If we've gone around the circle. And for those of you in the chat, you can pop your answer into the chat. I'm just wondering, do you consider our group, our ginormous circle that stretches, you know, all the way over to from one side of the Arctic to the other, do you consider that we're a community? I'm just curious to see what your answer is. And as we remember, our circle drops all the way down into Ontario where Trista is as well. So just a yes or a no in the chat would be great to that one. And while you're popping your answer in, I'll just sort of reinforce what Tim said about sometimes we find communities outside of where we live. And for those of you who use social media like Facebook, you can find out, you probably know that for sure there are communities that we establish much more now with the internet that we might not have been able to establish before. So keep in mind that community isn't just tied to where you live and where your home is, but you can have lots of different types of communities. And I added the question about, are all experiences positive? Because I've done some work in learning about communities, and there are some types of communities that might not be positive within our communities. So if you think of things like some of the groups that get together to trade drugs, for example, or people that get together in a gang, probably more in the cities than where we all live, or, you know, youth that perhaps come together and don't have anything constructive to do like recreation, so might go and, you know, do some vandalism or do things that aren't positive in a community. And I'd like to suggest that sometimes those people who are engaging in behaviors that we might not think are positive are doing it because they're looking for community. And that's where recreation can come in. So I see that David's back on the phone, but I'll turn it back to Tim because I think we've finished with that question. And back over to you, Tim, to carry on, and we'll add David into the circle next time.
Great. Thanks, Carolyn. And welcome back, David. Really great sort of segue, actually, into the next part that we're going to talk about, Carolyn. Thank you. And yeah, absolutely. People are chiming in on the response to the question, are we a community? And everyone is saying, yes, we are. Some people think we're a unique community. But we definitely have things in common. We're all working towards something common, and we have been brought together by that. But we're also building something as we grow together, too. I just want to circle back to the slides for a minute and back on slide 10, slide 11. So the article that I mentioned earlier describes community in a pretty positive light. It reads that members of the community have a sense of trust, belonging, safety, and caring for each other. They have an individual and collective sense that they can, as part of that community, influence their environment and each other. The treasured feeling of community comes from shared experiences and a sense of shared history. And as a result, people know who is and isn't part of their community. That kind of describes us in a way, too. Now, do you think that this is always true? Or are there times when people feel left out and don't know how to be part of a community? Are there some communities harmful, like Carolyn was just mentioning, such as when people join gangs or do things that maybe aren't what we would consider to be the right behaving because they need a place to belong and just don't know how to fit into another place? Take a look at slide 12 for a second. I don't know if you remember the goals from the framework for the for recreation in Canada, but they're listed here. We can use recreation as a natural, safe, and non-threatening place for community building. If you remember back to Activity 1 and Zach's story, Zach tells how recreation helped make Watson Lake a strong, healthy, safe, and supportive community. Zach tells a story of how, just to very, very briefly recap, how the recreation opportunities that were available for him that helped him to be part of a community or part of many different communities enabled him to spring forward and succeed in something that that allowed him to become an Olympian, cycling. So I want to circle back to our group and think about this question. How does or how could recreation strengthen your community? And you might even choose this community if you wanted to answer the question. So we're going to start off with, it'd be nice to start off in the middle of the circle here. We've been starting with Joanne a little bit, so Carolyn's suggesting we start with Nathan. So Nathan, if you're ready, do you think you could tackle this question for us? How does or could recreation strengthen your community? You might be on mute, maybe.
Sorry about that. I realized I was. Sure. Can I see the question on the chat? It helps that when I see it visually, too. Okay, how does our
your community? Yeah, I just reposted it in there.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, I was talking about that with the mayor. Like I said, last month and a few months ago, we've been dealing with youth suicide again. And then I kind of took it personal, like thinking, what am I doing wrong? Like, I'm not doing enough recreation. Like, how come I didn't reach him? And the mayor said the exact same thing when he had become mayor. He had, like, 5 young people or 30 and under commit suicide just when he had become mayor. Like, we've been dealing with a lot of death, and he suggested, like, we need to get more games. We need to have more fun. We need to do more things, get connected more, be more social. Because of COVID, we just got so, I don't know what's the word, like, complacent, or got used to being isolated or keeping away from everyone, that we forgot how to get up close and tunic each other, right? Even hug and kiss each other, like, in public. But I don't know, like, there's a lot of ways, but we were thinking we need to play more games, more activities in the community to strengthen our town. That's what we were talking about anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. I appreciate that, and I identify a little bit with your sense of responsibility, but I want to just remind you and everybody that that there are supports for everyone in our communities. Sometimes they're easy to access, sometimes they can be challenging to access. And as the people who often find ourselves wondering what we didn't do well enough or what we didn't do enough of, I want you to remember that those supports are for us too. So when things don't feel like they're going right, turn to your community, turn to your friends, your family, turn to your colleagues, and look to them for support, and look to them for understanding, and be understanding and supportive of your colleagues too. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone in feeling sorrow, feeling grief when things don't go right in our communities. So please make sure that you reach out for support to your communities, to your families, and to professional services that are available for us in all of our communities. But thank you for sharing that, Nathan. It's something that we all face one way or another, I think. A couple of folks have entered into the chat. I'm just going to scroll up and read some of these off here. Andrew started off with, boy, my chat's jumping around like crazy. Andrew replies, people share their group with friends and community and other communities to new friends to make things positive. I think I'm trying to capture that, Andrew. We've also got, and Kuminoth Pick agrees with, I think, with maybe what Nathan was commenting on. Joanne enters into the chat, participation, encouragement, positive feedback, positivity, equality and gender, equality and equity as well, I think, are something that are really important to think about in community. Thanks, Joanne. Billy Joe writes in, it improves lives and helps build strong, safe communities. And remember, and Trish has also just popped something into the chat here, helps to strengthen mental and physical well-being and fosters a healthy, happy community. Thanks, everybody who's entered into the chat. Those are all really valuable and important comments to think about. Next in our circle is David, and then Kelly, and then Peter. David, are you ready to roll?
Yes, I'm here, and I believe I'm unmuted, correct?
You are, sir.
Very good. Okay. So recreation builds a strengthens the community through participation, the neighborhood participation programs, bringing people together, and it can cross and heal boundaries or barriers where, and what's coming to my mind is the old movie, West Side Story, where, you know, you had the basketball court and you had the two rivaling gangs. Well, if recreation was stronger in their community, then that kind of conflict would have hopefully been reduced and so on. And I think we've seen that over time in our communities where recreation breaks down those barriers, those boundaries between different ethnic groups or whatever within a community, because they're all common, participating in a common denominator.
Yeah, thank you for that, David. I really like that. The word that you just jumped right out of my head there. It breaks down barriers. Recreation helps to break down barriers. And when we allow ourselves to be part of, or to have a conversation or to communicate with other folks, and even as Nathan said, it doesn't have to be verbal communication. It can be body language communication. That's when we start to develop connections. That's part of what helps our community. Rebecca writes, so how does or could recreation strengthen our community? Everyone participates. It creates more opportunities for everyone, whether it's a sewing program, square dances, or sports. It can lead to giving people the opportunity to travel and to see other communities. Kuminovic writes, recreation strengthens the community when the people involved are well-served and well-known within the community and connected to people who want the best for their community. And a community strengthens when help is readily available. Thanks for that, Kuminovic. That really touches on a lot of the comments that we've heard so far, both in the chat and on the line. So thank you for that. We've got Kelly next, Peter, and then we're going to jump over to Lorianne. And finally, we'll wrap up with Joanne, I think. So, Kelly, what do you think about the question, how does recreation strengthen your community?
Yeah, I think a lot of great things have been said. And I would maybe add that it's a really great space for people to learn and teach and grow together. Try new things or be the one that is able to, you know, help teach others potentially a new skill or a new sport. And it just creates a great kind of arena to come together. And it might not even be about the specific recreating, but having that space where people can come and just be.
Come and just see. That's great. I really like that. The idea, too, that people, individuals, help a community to grow. And I don't think that means just the number of people in the community grow, but that we grow in terms of all of the elements that we talked about that can create that bond that we share, whether it's friendship or common interest or any of the things that we saw early on slide 4. Thanks for that, Kelly. So we're going to go over to Peter and then Lorianne and then Joanne.
Can you hear me? I just switched to headphones.
Yeah, I've got you here. Just fine, Peter.
Okay. Okay, cool. So a lot of great things been said. Thank you, Nathan. That was really insightful what you've spoken about. I think recreation provides like structure to a community, and like if people need to feel like they belong, and I think recreation kind of helps facilitate that and it makes people realize that, like, people, like, they want to be around. I don't know. Like, it's just very vital to feeling accepted. And that's kind of what everyone needs to some degree. And recreation is just sort of like the structure that provides that and the environment that provides that. And yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like maybe you do, actually. I like the idea that community helps to create a structure for us to share our commonalities and to build new commonalities too, sort of what Kelly was saying. So, you know, that's a really great a great comment too. I appreciate that. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we're gonna go over to Lorianne and then Joanne.
For us to strengthen our community through recreation is just bringing community members back together to have the sense of community again. Because recently we're starting to do a lot more events and activities and try to bring a lot of the community members out. So it's been quite successful. We've had more than 10 people come to our events. And I coordinate along with Jennifer. Well, Jennifer's getting organized for our evening events. I'm coordinating a sewing circle in the afternoons, and some of the members shared that how COVID made them feel so isolated, and how even though we were a very small community, most of them, due to health problems, just felt like they had to isolate, keep to themselves because they were scared of getting sick. So when everything, kind of the restrictions have been lifted and whatnot, we started up a lot of our recreation programs. So a lot of them are enjoying themselves and coming out. So with them sharing that with us of how they're feeling again, of feeling the sense of community and the sense of that they have a reason to come out to our gymnasium and attend these programs and these activities. And it just makes Jennifer and I, our jobs a lot more joyful, just to have that sense of appreciation from these community members sharing how, you know, they felt so isolated at this period of time, and then how they're feeling like a sense of community again since we're starting up our programs again. So it really does, the recreation that Jennifer and I do, our programmings and activities and events and our programs, it really does give that, really strengthens the sense of community.
Yeah, Lorianne, that's really nice. And I love the fact that you were able to fit the word joy into what you're doing at work. That makes me feel happy just personally. And you know, you are incredibly the first person to mention the fact that we've all been isolated as part of the experience of COVID for the last few years. And it's something to recognize that we are facing maybe a bigger hurdle than normal because people have been isolated. And so some people have lost their community muscle, maybe is the way to think about it. And they need a little bit of community exercise. And so I'm glad that you are finding ways to help people exercise their community muscles. Great work. All right, Joanne, you're the last person on my list, I think. How would you approach the question? What do you think how recreation strengthens your community?
Yes, thank you. So going back to my comment there in the chat, I'll just add a little bit to that and I'll be quick. Your participation, I think participating in recreational activities, whether it's an event, programming or workshops, I think participation strengthens the community. It's when you participate, your friends, your family members, people see, they do, right? They, once they see something or hear about it, they want to do it. And with a lot of people who end up participating, encouragement, whether it's from your parents, your grandparents, your friends, your family, your school teacher, encourage you to participate in recreation activities, then it's a way to recreation gives a way to encourage getting into routine, having recreation part of your routine, whether it's daily or weekly. Positive feedback from the community. I think the recreation strengthens, whether it's the staff, their daily operations, when they get positive feedback. Not often, a lot of people do. So getting positive feedback will definitely give a bigger drive in wanting to do more and even more positive stuff for the community and help the community grow. Again, positivity. Just even taking the positive out of the negative and make it positive. For example, going back to the public criticism during an event or during programming, and just taking that as a compliment and look at it as a positive way for you to learn and grow from it, right? And maybe in the next one you can do even better. Equality in genders, and probably, just having that equal share and recreation, and it gives an equal time for both female and male to participate. So, thank you.
For sure. Thanks, Joanne. I appreciate that. I want to cycle around to the word that you use, routines, creating routines. And I think that's part of what maybe Rebecca was mentioning too, was just this idea that when we that Lorianne was mentioning, we are creating new routines for people to help them create community through recreation. I thank you all for your input and for your responses today. I wonder if we could just think about why community building. I mean, that's the title of this learning event. And I want you to think about community building as a strength-based approach, the same approach that was introduced in PE 102. Slide 11 shows community building aims to engage and empower and to foster commitment, like routine, and accountability, and to develop a strong, healthy community. Next week, we're going to dig into community building a bit more, and we're going to explore what it is, as well as when and how to use this approach. I'd like you to take a few moments this week to watch the TED Talk that's linked on slide 18 before our next phone call. And I, for the RLAs, I'd really encourage you to think of, many of the questions are kind of two-part questions. And so sometimes the second part is the really tricky part. So I'd really encourage you to look at the RLA questions, the required learning activities, and really focus on the second part of those questions too. Those are the reflective ones. Carolyn has put the TED Talk into the chat, and also wants to reply, I think through recreation, we can help people feel more connected when we encourage recreation experiences that reflect local culture. Festivals, special events, on-the-land activities can bring people together who might not participate in recreation, like hockey or drop-in basketball. Lorianne shared another great example of how a sewing circle can help build community. Thanks for that, Carolyn. We're almost out of time. So I want to thank you all for taking the time to be here today, to listen and to share your perspectives with each other. There was some really great conversation that happened today. If you've got any questions or if you want to follow up on any of the things that we talked about, feel free to stick around after the recording stops. I'm going to stay on the call, and I think Carolyn's going to stay on the call too. I just want to say thank you, Quanas Cheese, which is thank you in Southern Tutoni, and Marcy, which is for my family, the traditional Métis thanks. So thank you all for being on the call today. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And feel free to stick around if you want to chat for a few more minutes after the call.
Yeah, stop.
Oh,